definite sign that summer is coming. Joining us on the phone right now from Shepler's Ferry is Chris Shepler. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity. I want to get back to this Mama Russo's lasagna you're talking about.
Well, we can get you some of that for sure, no problem. We've got some great deals here on the show, but actually that's why we have you joining us, because we've got a longstanding relationship with your company, and we're back again for another season, and, you know, it must mean that summer's coming. You got the ferries getting ready to go. What are you thinking as we're getting ready to go into another year?
Well, there's two things that come to mind. One, on kind of an environmental aspect, the lakes are on their way back up. With all the rain and snow that we've had this winter and this spring, we're seeing about 6 to 8 inches more water than we had last year when we shut down. So that's a really good thing. The other thing is that, you know, reservations are up. People are moving already. We started Monday, so just a couple of days ago, we started out of our Mackinac City operation. And things seem to be fairly busy, both in freight, and our freight business has been running here for a couple of weeks, and the ferry side, both sides are very busy, which is not unusual, but the amount of busyness that we're up is a little unusual. So things are really good right now.
Well, they got to ask you then. I mean, I know that the state has been doing this big push with the Pure Michigan campaign all around the country, a lot of advertising about coming to Michigan. And I know that, you know, Mackinac Island and the Mackinac City, St. Ignace, that is really one of the showcase parts in the entire campaign. Are you seeing some direct results from that?
Yeah, I wish I could say that we were on top of it as much as doing surveys and knowing exactly what's on the minds or exactly what the consumer, how the consumer thinks, but we don't. And so what I'm saying is it's more of a feel in my mind. Mm-hmm. I know we are a proponent of protecting that Pure Michigan campaign and love the campaign, and I believe that is one of the reasons why Michigan's tourism, Mackinac Island, all of it is on the rise. I know that we've increased jobs here in our little business. You know, we're upwards of 200 employees now. We're just 3 years ago, we were in the, you know, 160, 65 range. So it has increased our business and increased jobs. And Mackinac is getting back to the numbers that they used to have, you know, back in the 80s and 90s.
Hey, Chris, the real reason is going to Mackinac Island on the Shepler's ride. It's just so darn much fun.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. I just, you know, I didn't want to say that.
You know, I saw your boat on the website yesterday, and that nice, just kind of floating a little bit to the left, you know, there's a nice wake and the sun's shining. You see the bridge and everything. Oh, man.
It kind of brings it all back to those summer days of heading over to the island for the afternoon. I know exactly what you're talking about, and that's really what we try to show on our website and through all of our marketing, just that feel of heading out to Mackinac Island for a day of fun.
Now, you mentioned that you got the Mackinac City operation going. What is the status on the St. Ignace side?
St. Ignace side, we're scheduled to start Friday,
okay.
I believe May 3rd. We'll start in with a four-boat schedule right on that day, and it won't take long before we get into our every hour schedule, and then it won't take long to get into our every half hour schedule, which is, you know, mid-June or so. We're slowly opening the eyelid of Shepler's here in St. Ignace, and again, we start on May 3rd.
So good to talk to you. I mean, I just feel better already.
Well, I'm glad. It's for me too, you know, getting to talk a little bit more about it, because we've been a little dormant, you know, over the winter. And now that we're opening the doors, it's fun to talk about it as well. And I really appreciate the opportunity, fellas.
Definitely is a summertime feel when we start talking about the Mackinac Island ferries, for sure.
It's the best news ever, I'd say.
Well, I feel the same way. And again, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you guys for all you do.